can understand why you were hot. 'Cause Bin Laden never did get caught. So you said we had Saddam to blame. Tried to tell us it was all the same. But now the years roll by and our kids keep dying. You don't even have a plan to bring them home. And those WMD you promised on TV.
You're listening to the final half hour of the Brad Show, live and on the ground right here in Camp Casey. I am, of course, your friendly citizen blogger, Brad Friedman. We're going to be with you for 30 more minutes here, and then we're going to kick it on over to WhiteRoseSociety.org, where they will hopefully be looping and rebroadcasting. I'm sitting down finally. Oh, and I should mention, by the way, we've been playing that tune, Taking Our Country Back. That's David Kent, we believe, is his name. It's David Kent. Jesse says it's David Kent. I believe him. Listen to the end here. I'm taking our country back. We'll take our country back right here, beginning in Crawford, Texas. Okay. I want to get a lot in here right at the end. We've got our friend Jesse. Jesse Dyen. D-Y-E-N, right?
You got it right. That's me.
That's you. We've been trying to get you on all week. We keep saying, oh, we'll fit you in. We can't. Yeah, there's just so much going on here, as you, sir, can attest to at Camp Casey.
We're all busy people here.
Yeah, I know. And you're amongst the busiest. Not a day's gone by where I haven't seen you running around trying to put out some fire or another. You got drafted into service at Camp Casey. How long have you been here, first of all?
This will be the 12th day.
And you came down from where?
I came from Oakland, California.
Oh, you did?
I did.
A homie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're from California, too. And compared to Texas, why, we might as well be next-door neighbors between L.A. and Oakland. So you came down. What made you come on down here?
Oh, man, as soon as I saw Cindy on the Sunday after, I guess, the first day she got here, I started following the story as closely as I could, avoiding the mainstream media.
Right.
The local paper, the Lone Star,
Iconoclast, sure.
Who, you know, of course, endorsed Kerry in 2004.
So you found it. You were able to hitch a ride with someone.
Passed a few emails, phone call. Okay, we're leaving tomorrow at noon.
Did you have any idea you would be so integral down here working with everybody? You've been running the sound every night for the concerts, the live performances that go on here. Not just all night, all day long, various things pop up. You loaded up your axe, your guitar, into the car, I guess.
That I planned to bring in whatever service it could be used. No, I didn't plan on being a sound man, but you know there was a need, and I have at least some of the skills. So
everybody has been doing that. If you got a skill, even if you don't have a skill, they're filling in and pitching in every way possible. And have you gotten to play up on the stage?
I have a few times. Being the sound man, you can occasionally schedule yourself for a slot.
Now, did you ever play after Joan Baez?
Didn't I? I might have played, you know, it's
now,
really hard
you,
to
say. Yeah, see, if I was around, I would have said, hey, Jesse, make sure when Joan is finished playing one of these nights, because she played here about 4 or 5 nights, you get up there and play afterwards so you can say that Joan Baez opened for you at Camp Casey.
I did get to break one of her guitar strings.
Did you really?
And restring it.
Nice going.
Trying to repair something.
Cool.
So I don't have that story, but I have a few other.
All right. Well, you want to play us a tune that I know folks around here have said that this one kind of sticks in your head, don't it?
I'm told.
What's the title of this one?
It's called Sons and Daughters.
Sons and Daughters.
And it's pretty self-explanatory.
Jesse Dyen, live here in Camp Casey.
How about your son? How about your daughter? How come it's always poor folk who get shuffled off to slaughter? If you're so gung-ho, why don't you just go? In August of 05, a mighty voice did rise. She lost her precious son, and it can't be undone. She went to see the king, a downright simple thing. She thought she'd tell him of the death of a mother's love. How about your son? How about your daughter? How come it's always poor folk who get shuffled off to slaughter? If you're so gung-ho, why don't you just go and send us back our sons and our daughters? Send us back our sons and our daughters. Here comes the smear campaign. She must love Saddam Hussein. Well, Mr. President, why are you so hell-bent on keeping up the lie about why our soldiers die? What is this noble cause for which our young march on? How about your son? How about your daughter? How come it's always poor folk who get shuffled off to slaughter? If you're so gung-ho, why don't you just go and send us back our sons and our daughters? Send us back our sons and our daughters. Our sons and our daughters. Why not answer her? What cause her son died for? If you're such a regular guy, just look her in the eye. 'Cause this ain't make-believe. Beware the web you weave. Now go and fix your facts, 'cause we've got Cindy's back. How about your son? How about your daughter? How come it's always poor folk who get shuffled off to slaughter? If you're so gung-ho, why don't you just go and send us back our sons and our daughters? Send us back our sons and our daughters. Yeah, send us back our sons and our daughters.
Jesse Dien live on the Brad Show. Wow, you should have seen what happened here. As soon as he started to play, the winds just kicked into the tent here. I don't know if it's part of that weather system from Katrina, but boy, it started blowing, and I don't know, it must have been 8 or 9 people started running up with huge cards and trash can lids, whatever they could, trying to keep the wind out of the microphone.
You know what they say about a great face for radio. So.
Yeah, is that what it was? That's what it was. I think there's actually some video camera rolling here, and they just didn't want to. They just didn't want to let you be seen. That's what it was.
Keep my anonymity.
Man, what a great tune. When did you write that? Down here or on the way down here?
I wrote it on the week I was trying to figure out how to get here. I was also kind of channeling that energy. thinking maybe I'd write it and record it and send it here, but I ended up doing that and bringing it.
You delivered it.
Yeah.
In person.
That's right.
And now you've just delivered it coast to coast and around the world. Well done, sir. Jesse Dian. Brother, thank you for everything you've done here for Camp Casey.
Thank you right back.
We're all working together on this thing. You were one of the first guys that I met down here and said, oh, we'll figure this out. It'll all be possible. And sure enough, it has been. So thanks to you, brother. Thanks for everything.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, brother. I want to get Jeff. I got like 2 minutes here. I want to get Jeff Key in here really, really quick. Hey, Jeff, have a seat. We got to go to a break here in about 2 minutes. Hey, Jesse, thanks, pal. I'm sorry it took so long, but it was well worth it. We had to wait till the only wind blew in all damn day for you to sing. All right, we've got to go to a break here. Then we're back here with the Brad Show Final Five, and we will be re-broadcasting all night long, whether you like it or not, on WhiteRoseSociety.org.
Raw Radio.